أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين وإنه لفي زبر الأولين أولم يكن لهم آية أن يعلمه علماء بني إسرائيل ولو نزلناه على بعض الأعجمين فقرأه عليهم ما كانوا به مؤمنين كذلك سلكناه في قلوب المجرمين لا يؤمنون به حتى يروا العذاب الأليم فيأتيهم بغتة وهم لا يشعرون فيقولوا هل نحن منظرون أفبعذابنا يستعجلون أفرأيت إن متعناهم سنين ثم جاءهم ما كانوا يوعدون ما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يمتعون وما أهلكنا من قرية إلا لها منذرون ذكرى وما كنا ظالمين.
Indeed, this Quran is a revelation from the Rabb of the worlds. It is Jibreel alayhi salam, the honest, trustworthy, who has brought it down to your heart that you may be from the series of the warners. In a clear Arabic language has he brought it down, and the contents of the Quran were also contained in the previous scriptures. Is it not a sufficient proof for them that even the learned amongst the Bani Israel know it as a heavenly book? And had we sent it down, had we revealed it to a non-Arab and he had recited it to them, then too would they have not believed in it. In this manner we cause this to enter into the hearts of the sinners, and they will not believe in it until they see the painful punishment. Then it will come to them all of a sudden when they don't even perceive it. The contents of the Quran are nothing new, rather these same discussions were contained in the previous scriptures. All are the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming from the same niche. So the contents will be all identical and alike. This has come in the Arabic language, and that words that were revealed were the wording of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are the wording of Allah ta'ala, then only that will be called the Quran that has come from above. So translations will not be called the Qur'an, it will be called a translation of the Qur'an, not the Qur'an itself. So one cannot say that I have read the Qur'an Sharif just by reciting the translation, and even printing just the translation separately or the transliteration separately is incorrect. Someone has to print the translation, it must be alongside with the Qur'an Sharif. Even the learned amongst the Bani Israel, they know that this is a heavenly book, a book that was predicted in their former scriptures. So they also recognize it. And one of the demands were that this Qur'an, why isn't it revealed in a non-Arabic language? So this is just a demand of theirs, without any reason, because if it was sent down in a non-Arabic language and then recited to them, then too they aren't the people to believe. So this pride and arrogance, we had caused it to enter into the hearts of these sinners, they will not believe in it until they see that grievous punishment. Then when it comes to them all of a sudden, they won't even perceive the coming of that punishment. Then when they see that punishment, then they will ask, "Al nahnu munzarun? Shall we be respited now? Afabi azabina yastajidun?" Yet presently these people ask for the punishment to be hurried upon them. And now that they are asking for some type of respite, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِمَّتَّ عَنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ. So consider the fact that even if we had given them a few more years to enjoy in this life, they aspire for a long life, they long to live long. So even if we had given them or let them enjoy a few more years, then ultimately the promise that had been made to them, that promise is fulfilled. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُمَتَّعُونَ. All that they enjoying will be of no avail to them. So what is the use of them gaining some extension in their lives? Because even if they gain that extension and they live longer, then that will not save them from this punishment that they have been promised. So what is the need of them being given an extension in time? وَمَا أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا لَهَا مُنْذِرُونَ. So no people did we destroy, but they had warnings coming to them by way of reminding, and we were not at all unjust. And it went the shayateen that had brought down the Quran, it's not even appropriate for them, and they aren't even able to produce something like the Quran. Verily they are removed from even listening to the Quran. So do not call a god with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest you be amongst those that are under punishment, and go on warning your immediate relatives, and lower your sides for the believers who follow you. And if these kuffar, if they disobey you, then say, "I'm not responsible for what you do," and trust the one that is exalted in might, most merciful, who sees you when you stand up in prayer and salah, and your movements amongst those who prostrate and bow themselves before Allah Ta'ala. For indeed, it is He who hears all and knows all. Here's the question.